You're on.
We're back from recess, and we have the bid recommendation for property tax software.
Yes, good morning, y'all. This is in reference to RFP number 201401-249 for tax management software. From the purchasing department, I responded to the request from GLA and others for this product and the need for it. It was actually released on January the 25th of this year. The bid opening was set for February the 25th. We received responses from four different vendors. The Taney County Collector, the Taney County Assessor, and the Taney County Clerk assisted me and were present when we opened the four responses. Each response was the basic total dollar amounts were documented. And I have that information, which I'll share now and then turn it over to representatives of these departments that requested this software for their input. Basically, the decision was made after documenting these four responses that I'm about to share to review all of the information very closely. We decided to do this in the form of a proposal rather than a bid, knowing that these particular software companies were offering various different services and meeting different solutions and needs that had to be completely and thoroughly reviewed and scrutinized. And that was the process the clerk, the collector, and the assessor set up a review panel amongst themselves and took several months. Thus, that's why it's already May 1st, and we're just not getting to a recommendation. But the dollar amounts that were submitted was Allridge, which was the least expensive, and they came in at $205,060. The next lowest response was from DevNet at $285,888. The other two vendors were extremely much higher. Thompson Reuters, the Reuters, kind of like the we love here in Taney County, spelled the same way. They came in at $1,109,019. And then Tyler came in at $1,295,205. So I think the review panel will tell you in a minute that they were able to narrow it down to Allridge and DevNet in their review and interviewing with these particular vendors. And I'll let them explain who their recommendation is and why.
You got something, Christy? We recommended Allridge. From my part of it, I'm ready to go to use their personal property, but I haven't made a decision on the real estate. Program that we currently have has a real nice feature where you got your map on one side, where you got your program here on the other side. They don't have that. They said they can make do that. I got a call from them yesterday saying, and they've got to get this work on. So I'm reserving my opinion to move those parts of the professional office. Speaking for the other two, since they're not here, Donna had a little preference with DevNet. I had a didn't make a big difference for me personally, although my personal property staff, after reviewing both, the Allridge has a real time saving in entering the personal property, and they frankly most excited about the Allridge personal property. Sheila went back and forth, I think I can safely say, talking to other counties, and it was a tough decision for her. Personally, I felt it was her decision, like I told her that back before. You decide what you want, get it to the works, and you try to follow it. It's a good thing. So that's what I know about it. I think she's covered.
They do have a note there from Donna on April 1st.
You sure this is Donna?
From
our standpoint, DevNet has some more procedural processes for equalization, but Ulrich has been by, and they're willing to include in the cost. So we've already covered that. We follow the complete core of the process. So Donna's big thing is she wanted to let you know that she is ready to move forward with their recommendation. And this is online personal property. The ORG has in place an online personal property program that will allow taxpayers to complete their assessment forms online. DevNet is not, although they said they would create one. Both companies allow for online credit card payments. However, Ulrich immediately adjusts the tax rate showing paid and DevNet posted 24 to 48 hours after it was entered. Sheila prefers the account to show paid immediately so that the taxpayer can't print off the paid tax receipt immediately and the system will show paid fees. Credit card fees. Ulrich allows for credit card payments with the counter and can provide a paid receipt. DevNet does not. Overall, Ulrich's program is better and more complete than DevNet. Maintenance costs less expensive than the overall cost.
I'll just add to that on the that Ulrich did not include in the bid. Excuse me. Did not include in the bid the data transfer of software and then they did. They gave an estimate. The new collector software would be pretty simple to transfer because they've done that before, which address and stuff. But on the assessors, there's like two programs to deal with, and they met with Melissa and Mark and stuff.
Yeah, I sat down with Melissa, Mark, and Ulrich. Talked about the conversion. There seemed to be a
$205,060.
And then it was $285.80.
Right. Those figures are still valid after all the reviewing and everything. Yeah.
Probably $80,000 was the transfer.
So you did it. I mean,
is it going to be
$80,000?
I don't know. I'm just lost there. I don't understand. I just said what it was. Thanks for the question.
Do
you remember?
He told you how much an hour and how many hours he saw. It was, but I didn't write that down. I was just, you told me what he had said, and I didn't.
It satisfied me, and I just let it go, I guess. But it was,
I knew on the assessor's end, and speaking with other counties, and I actually knew from the beginning that they were a little weak on the appraisal part. back some years ago, but I knew the program went through changes, so I thought the assessor's office needed to see it and evaluate it, and they did that, and then adding to that is the thank you, State Tax Commission.
That doesn't matter. So you went from DevNet, but now Aldridge is satisfied, so all three are in agreement with Aldridge.
Right.
I had something on my mind when he said that I hate to finish it, but my mind let me go. Stipulations, and they've written out, and I have a letter from him that he's agreed to do it. That part of his program, just part of the BLS.
I have that here.
Didn't
you? Oh. Hey, do you want the RFP number?
Yes, I'm. What did I understand? Recommendation. We have a recommendation from them for all the lowest price. Another question being brought up, but consensus, as far as I can tell, from all three departments, and it's that number.
201-4-01-249.
And that's going to be my motion.
Second, we have a motion and second to award the RFP number 201-4-01-249, property tax on Port of Aldridge. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hope it works out.
Yep.
Can you work with Frank on trying to agree with
me? Yeah. You weren't here when the problem surfaced with previous contracts, but those who don't learn from history are bound to relive it. Now, we know that the problem with the previous one was a lack of specificity on what they were going to do, and number two was it didn't really have enforcement teeth in it, so I've been given some thought on the teeth. I know what we can put in there, at least, like, for instance, a provision for attorney's fees if we have to sue them. We recover our attorney's fees, like a termination at will clause if we're dissatisfied. And those things may not apply, but we can build them in. What I need help with is, though, I don't know specifically what it is you all want them to do. We need to be able to put it in writing so later on we can say, you said you'd do this and you didn't. Like, for instance, Shields and Donna both worked with them for some extras. I've looked at that. The description on the extras to me is Greek. I don't understand computers, so I'm not sure that that's sufficient. But those are the source of it. So if you all would look at, there was an example of what it's used before, and it's a very poor contract from our standpoint. There are a lot of good things in there from his standpoint on restricting what we can do and what we can't do, but very little on what he says he's going to do for sure for us to the money we're paying.
It's written just like for him, for the other ones. We do have, you know, those stipulations we gave. We will try to bullet point those down in plain English that he's agreed to, that he will do like the VOE and everything. The reason that we put all that out like Christy did is in that detail on the VOE, that we didn't want any misunderstanding in him, because somebody come through and say, I didn't know you wanted this. We wanted to know up front, because he came back on it and said how detailed it was and everything. But we didn't want any question from him. So then we had a letter from him agreeing to all of that stipulation. So Chrissy and I go on my part, she and Chuck and Hill try to put it in simple bullet points. Is that what you want?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be good. May I suggest this? If each of your three offices can give Nikki what you think I need, I'll sit down and either draft something up or I'll contact you. And if we need to, perhaps I can meet individually or as a group with you all so we can put something together that meets with your approval.
Yeah. And I think the samples you're speaking about, we sent, came from Glendon, the business assessment office. We're kind of more to him.